can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Tesla CEO Elon Musk said his electric car company came within single-digit weeks of not being able to handle the production needs of the Model 3 sedan. Honest statements like this are what lead many people to be interested in Musk. I had a chance to chat with Hamish McKenzie. He shares what else draws people to Musk.
Well, he's definitely a colorful personality, and you can see him on Twitter and on TV interviews just being an interesting guy saying interesting things. But the scale of his achievements are what really draw people to him. He's created this company that makes an electric car, a fully electric car, that people used to think are like golf carts, but now can accelerate from 0 to 60 miles per hour in less than 3 seconds, which is better than a Ferrari. So it's a supercar performance in a family car body. And on the other hand, he's made a company, SpaceX, that flies rockets into orbit and then brings the launch rocket back down onto the launch pad so it could land itself. No company nor government has ever achieved such a thing, and it is crazily ambitious and impressive. It's amazing that he's even done those things.
McKenzie also shares some of the growing pains that Tesla went through.
I was there in 2014, so Tesla had been around for about 10 years at that point, but their Model S was just a couple of years old. I think the challenges for Tesla have always been along the lines of growing up as a car company.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Jeannie Murphy, host of Talented People Radio, produced by Mariah Media. Our show is fun, and we specialize on interviewing some of the most awesome people from around the world. Tune in and watch our live stream on Facebook, and don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel so that you can watch past episodes. Talented People airs every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Join us for some fun.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Teachable Moments in Business here in Flemington on WHCRDB, the voice of business in Hunterdon County. We're sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, and you're listening to Teachable Moments in Business. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host for this afternoon. This program airs every Tuesday afternoon from 3 to 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and I hope you'll find us. Eventually, we will have live broadcast once again on Facebook, which we're not on Facebook at the moment. However, these programs are archived on the Hunterdon Chamber Internet radio link on their website, so you can always go back and listen to our programs. In fact, the podcasts are offered by many, many different hosts, and the topics are incredible. So I hope that you'll check us out and listen to these programs. But also, you can listen live on your computers or on your cell phones or any other your devices during the day, because these programs start early in the morning and they go to until about 5 or 6 o'clock in the afternoon. This afternoon, I have I like to interview people and. I have a great and very interesting guest today that I hope you'll listen to our entire program, because you're going to learn information that you'll never hear anyplace else. In fact, if you have a pencil and paper handy, it might be a good idea to be prepared to take notes. And I have Janet Ryan, who is the founder of Spectraspray Global, LLC. So, Janet, welcome to our program.
Thank you, Vicki. It's very exciting.
Her business is fascinating, and she has a lot to share, not only about her business, but also about the ways in which someone can progress in creating and sustaining a business using her tips. So we've got a lot, actually, to talk about. So before we get going on those things, I'm going to play one of our sponsored messages, and I'll be back.
On Thursday, November 8th, from 2 till 7 p.m., the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce will be holding its 30th Annual Business Expo and Food Showcase, presented by PNC Bank. It'll be held at Next Level Arena in Flemington, featuring over 100 exhibitors, demos, a chance to enter the cash machine, door prizes, and food tastings from local restaurants. From 4 till 6, meet Bill Spadia from New Jersey 101.5. Admission is free. For details, call the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit hunterdonchamber.org.
You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business. We're here in Flemington on November 27th on Tuesday, and right now the temperature is at about 41 degrees, and it's a very slight wind out there right now. And I guess this evening we're going to be looking at some partly cloudy skies with a low of about 32 degrees. And then tomorrow on Wednesday, the temperature will be about 43 degrees, and there may be some gusts of wind. And then Wednesday night, some clouds and a low of about 33 degrees. So the weather is going to be pretty stable here for the next couple of days. So that said, let's talk to our guest, Janet Ryan from Spectra Spray Global LLC. So Janet was referred, you were referred to me by Gail Kreitzer, who's one of my friends through the BIG Believe, Inspire, and Grow networking group. And it's amazing. Isn't that wonderful how you can network and get to meet new people?
It's been the most amazing thing the last year or so, because I decided to get more involved with the community, and I've met some wonderful ladies and gentlemen, but mostly ladies.
Yeah, and they have wonderful speakers at these events, so I really believe in being engaged in networking through these groups. I also belong to a group called BW Nice, which is one you may have heard of.
I haven't.
That's Business Women Networking in Charity and Education.
Hmm.
And the women in that group also help one another, but they also take some of the profits from their events and support nonprofit organizations that help women who've been involved with domestic violence situations.
Wonderful.
And helps them get back on their feet. So each one of the chapters for that organization has that mission to help a nonprofit that helps women. So, and I think there's a big growth of, and you're an example of it, of women-owned businesses coming into the economy, and that's going to continue, and it'll probably continue to grow, especially with the kind of support that's out there. So Spectra Spray Global LLC is a company that's I find very fascinating, and you identified issues that you studied. So can you explain to our audience what you do and what your products
do. Okay, well, let me start by telling you what Spectra Spray products are.
Okay.
They're actually spray vitamins that you spray inside your mouth on the inside of your cheek so that it absorbs right into your bloodstream. And what this eliminates is the need for vitamins or pills or capsules to be broken down in your system, through your digestive system. If there's any issues with absorption, they're overcome mostly by these sprays. They're pretty much foundational or just vitamins that everybody needs, like vitamin D, B12, CoQ10. And many people these days have problems with sleep or staying well, so we have immune support, stress support, and we just brought iron and CBD oil into the line. So the way I got started with this is I started to tell you before, Vicki, I actually went to school for music. I'm a classical pianist. I've been on the stage quite a bit, and I do play a lot of classical music. But what happens, I had children. I had twins when I was 41. And when my son and daughter were about 10, my son had a lot of anxiety, ADD, and I really wanted to avoid medications if I could. So I read a lot. I asked a lot of friends about what they were using, and I learned more about vitamins, minerals, and things that supported the brain. And I got into doing some network marketing, some other vitamins, and in that journey of being certified to work with doctors and nutritionists, I met a naturopathic doctor. And I know a lot of people are familiar with what naturopathy is. It's more natural. And he taught me about the spray delivery. So I was able to create this company where I chose formulas that would be foundational and very supportive for everyone. I cannot tell you that I'm going to prevent or cure any type of disease, but that many, many diseases are tied to low vitamin D levels. A lot of brain fog is tied to low vitamin B12. So in and of itself, they're foundational vitamins.
That's really, really, really interesting. When you said you became certified to work with doctors, how did you do that, and how did you even know to do it?
Well, I actually did it through the company that I was working with for network marketing. It was a very good company. They had a separate division called Nutrimetrics that was created so that we could serve the doctors and nutritionists properly by having enough information and understanding their business flow, but also understanding some of the chronic diseases that they're going to be addressing and what they might be able to integrate and implement on top of a good diet, maybe some medications, maybe lifestyle changes. And within that time, a lot of health coaches were trained at, you've probably heard of the Institute for Integrative Nutrition.
Yes, I have.
A lot of people have gone to that. I've learned all of that other ways, but that's a really great movement in healthcare because it's not just about the medications or the chronic disease that you have, but about your lifestyle.
Yeah. Well, I'm impressed by the research. I mean, you learned from the ground zero.
I did, but you know, if you think about it, I really kind of had to pull my head together and say, how did I do all this? Think about all the notes I learned when I went to the conservatory, practicing 6 hours a day.
Yeah.
You never give up. You continue to practice. And when you're excited about something, you just keep learning.
That's true.
You keep talking to people.
Yeah. Yeah. I find the same. I find that with what I do. I've cut back on my selling services in the pet supply industry, but I do speaking and consulting in the pet industry as well as outside of it, especially through the Small Business Development Center at Raritan Valley Community College. And I teach marketing, I teach selling, and other topics. And just as nutrition information is changing, new information keeps coming in into the picture that you have to be aware of. The same is true for when I help my clients. I can't talk about marketing if I haven't studied it. And the selling skills have changed today. Marketing's changed.
Staying relevant.
And you have to stay relevant.
Yes.
You are, and you're a lifelong learner, as I am.
Yes, that's true.
And that makes life a lot more interesting for you as well.
Yes, and people appreciate it because when I go to events or trade shows, it's not just about what you're selling. It's how you're educating and empowering people.
That's exactly right, and that's what marketing really is. It's educating people not only on the topic and areas of interest to the person to whom you're speaking, but it's all also that you're a trusted advisor who can help them in a lot of different areas of their lives, and that's how business grows. That's what business is all about. It's helping other people. So hopefully, we're going to be helping some people today.
I hope so.
Listening to this to our program.
I hope so.
So I'm curious. Now you have your twins. Is it a boy and girl or two boys?
Yes, they're in college now. They're both juniors in college.
Are they really?
And my ADD son is actually studying cybersecurity at NJIT. He's doing okay so far, and he's quite confident. So something worked.
So you obviously have coached him and worked with him through the years.
Right by his side,
yeah.
Throughout school, really. He was classified. I had to help get him through. It was quite a journey. It was a painful journey.
Yeah.
And that's a whole nother interview. But when I speak to other moms who are young, because I still do teach piano part-time, and I really, really try to empower the parents because I know what a hard journey it is to be a parent.
Well, I was on that journey.
Oh.
With my one of my two sons. I have two sons. But the one who's in his early 40s now was the one who had ADD. And frankly, I spent a lot of time studying his situation. And I found out that the school system didn't have a clue on how to help us. And I think he's still living the results of not getting the help that he really needed because I didn't know anything. Much as I studied, I didn't get the help. But you were smart enough to be able to focus and help him.
Yeah, so because of all that focus, I found that I couldn't really put 100% into my own business or career. So it was more when they were older, I'd say juniors in high school, that I started to get more involved with this because you have to travel to go to some shows.
That's true.
And you have to, if you're going to get trained and have events, it takes time, and that takes time away from your children.
It does.
That's important.
Well, I fully agree. I mean, I started my business before my two sons were born, and I started in 1976. And my first son is adopted. My second one's biological. But people would say to me, "Where are you going to quit your job?" I said, "Well, it's my business. I own it."
Yeah.
I wasn't about to quit it.
Just going to run it.
And it became an important source of income for our family, so I couldn't walk away from it.
Right.
But I used to, I've gone to trade shows, you know, for all these years. And the fact that you've done shows and have you're aware of what has to be done to be successful at a show is really wonderful to hear, because I have a passion for helping people with regard to trade show and event marketing.
Well, you know, I think what's coming back, and my daughter who's 20 even agrees, is the hands-on. You know, the person-to-person, the face-to-face, because there's so much social media and Instagram collaborators and influencers. She even said, hey, Mom, you're probably doing well at these trade shows because they want to talk to somebody.
I would agree with you. And the hands-on thing, and I said to you before we started the program today that I've met so many companies who show a product at a trade event, and they'll put it on a table and say, well, here's my product, but there's no touch and feel.
We spray them.
So you have something that's ideal. Not only can they touch and feel and hold the product, but actually try it.
Yep.
And what I have found and through the research, that the retention for that knowledge, that information, escalates when people have had the touch and feel, they've tried it, and then finally, I think like the retention is up into the 85%. If you say to them, by the way, I see you brought your friend with them. Why don't you show them the product and show them how it works? And so they've not only have tried it, but they've repeated what you've told them.
Wow.
And that helps to further embed that information in their brains. So.
Right. Well, tactile learning, I mean, the last 10 years or so, the schools, because I'm very involved in the schools, even more now than I was, and tactile learning is huge. We do a lot of grants in my town for a lot of the special ed and a lot of the classified children so that they can learn more tactily and move around so that their brain is able to work better.
Absolutely.
So very, very in tune to brain power.
Yeah, that's really neat. Well, this is getting very interesting. We do have we have some messages from sponsors, and I'll be back.
Rapp Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, Rapp Coin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business. I'm your host for this afternoon, Vicki Lynn Morgan, and my guest today is Janet Ryan, who's the founder and owner and founder and manager and chief cook and bow washer of Spectra Spray Global LLC, based in Morris County, New Jersey. And Janet, I wanted two things I know we want to get to would be the products that you have and the delivery system and the sizes and so forth and how they can be purchased. And then I want to talk about some of the ideas that you want to share and information that you want to share that have enabled you to be successful in launching your business.
Okay, great.
Because there's a lot that you've done a lot that I talk about when I counsel people. So I would like to hear more about that. But let's talk about your product line first.
Okay, great. I did start to mention before that they are foundational and functional vitamins. So we don't have any fancy combinations of things that might interact with somebody's medications or somebody would be afraid to give their child. The basic line is D3, 5,000 IUs, which is the dose that you need if you are deficient, at least for a few months. We have B12 in the active form, which means it's in the methyl form so that the body can absorb it, even if there's any genetic issues. We have coenzyme Q10, which is basically for either muscle recovery or heart health, energy, basically. There's actually those three vitamins that deplete naturally after age 40.
Hmm.
Doing nothing, they deplete naturally. So I call that my active lifestyle kit, D3, B12, and CoQ10. shouldn't be any interactions with any medications with those. If you needed to get it approved by your physician or nutritionist, you can. But those are really, really foundational functional anti-aging vitamins as a kit. Then we have the support line, which is sleep support, immune support, and stress support. And we just added iron to the line. And last but not least, we do have a multivitamin. And that can be given, it's dose adjustable because the full dose of all these sprays is 8 sprays. If you have a child who's 12 or 13 years old, even 8 years old, you could diminish that and just use 4 sprays or use 2 sprays if they're 5 years old. So one advantage is that they're dose adjustable. They're also very convenient because you can take them with you anywhere you go. So yeah, if you're in the car, you say, oh, I forgot to take my multi, you spray it. Because most people have vitamins. A lot of people buy very good vitamins, but they're in the cabinet and they're not doing any good if you're not taking them. And there's a good chance they may not be absorbing.
That's what I was wondering. My husband has often talked about, he's taken some vitamins where he had to put them under his tongue so that it
that's
would be
better. That's much better. Yeah. Sublingual is much better.
Yeah.
Liquids are better than hard pills. Capsules are better than hard pills. There's kind of, if you go on our website, which is spectraspray.com, you'll see kind of a circle showing how much absorption each of them typically have. The problem these days is a lot of people will just jump into gummies because they hate taking pills. Right. I mean, 80% of Americans don't like the feeling of something being stuck in their throat when they take a pill. So a lot of people have turned to gummies. The only problem is the multivitamin in the gummies, News 12 did a story about 7 or 8 months ago, that there's really hardly any nutrients absorbing through those multivitamins in the gummies.
That's really interesting because I know my husband just bought a bottle of
right.
those gummy things.
I'll send you some of mine so he can try
those. Get him re-educated. Now, the containers you have, I wish we could show them to our audience, but they're tubes.
They're tubes. They look like a marker, and there's 30 servings in each tube, even though it doesn't look that way.
Okay, so you said it could be 4 to 8 sprays per...
Correct. So let's say you buy a sleep spray. I typically use sleep spray 2 or 3 times a week, and I only use 4 sprays because it's such high absorption. Even though there's only 1 milligram of melatonin, there's some other things in there like tryptophan and valerian root that help the absorption. So that spray will last me 5 or 6 months. I don't have to buy it every month.
Yeah.
You know.
Interesting. Wow. Years ago I was taking a statin drug. It was the one that about ruined me with my loss of muscle control.
Yes.
And I finally went off of it. But I went to a health food store and he said
CoQ10.
To me, are you taking CoQ10? I said, no. I said, what's that? He said, well, if you're on statin, you need to have CoQ10. I went back to the doctor. I said, how come you didn't tell me that?
Sickening.
She literally said, now this goes over, this is well over, this is about maybe 12 or 13 years ago. She said, oh, well, it wasn't in the books that she was trained on.
They are so in the box.
I was ready to, I was so mad.
Well, now there's something I have sold over the last 5 years, something called pharmacogenomic testing, PGX testing. And that is just a cheek swab to see your genetics and how you're going to metabolize most of the drugs on the market. And still the doctors haven't all adopted it because they're afraid the insurance might not pay, which is understood. But if you have a young adult who's suicidal and they're taking medication, they can do this swab test. Their insurance will pay if they're depressed or have pain. And you'll see which medication will have less side effects and which ones will work because of how they metabolize, rapid or poor metabolizers. So that's part of my background too, which made me even more committed to what I'm doing now with the sprays. Because when you take any medications, and it's on my spectraspray.com site, I have a section under each vitamin, what nutrients drugs might be depleting. You're not going to go off the medications, but you at least need to take those nutrients. Like psych drugs, for example. Believe it or not, they deplete your B vitamins. And your B vitamins are what you need to create your neurotransmitters for your brain.
Wow.
And every drug is pretty much like that. That's why you end up taking one drug, then another drug, then another drug, then another drug. And people are on the average Medicare person is on 11 to 12 drugs because one helps the other, all the side effects.
Wow.
So between doing pharmacogenomic testing, repleting what the medications might be depleting, and maybe making some lifestyle changes, there are so many more functional medical doctors now and nutritionists. You might have to pay cash,
yeah,
but you'll live longer, better.
Do you list functional doctors on your website?
No, that's a good idea, but there is something called the Institute for Functional Medicine. So you could go to that, IFM, if you wanted to find one in the area. They're typically listed through that. Because
really?
I'm not a health professional, so yeah. I refer people all the time to doctors and nutritionists that I like and that do micronutrient testing or gut testing, because most of your health starts in your gut. Gut-brain is huge.
This is really interesting, because I know people that are on so many different medications, and you do wonder if they're being managed correctly.
Yeah.
And it's especially tough. After what you've just shared, we need to make sure that I'm going to post a message on my Facebook page today or tomorrow urging people to listen to this broadcast, because sharing information that really, I wish I could be live on Facebook, but.
Yeah, and if any of their doctors need that pharmacogenomic testing, even if they don't get it through the lab that I use, there's many labs now that do PGX testing for their drugs. If they're, on pain meds especially, are going to go in for a very difficult surgery, they should find out if that anesthesia is going to be something that could be fatal.
Yeah, interesting. What about, you mentioned that you've gotten into CBD spray as well.
Yes, about a year ago, a few friends, they knew that I had all this knowledge, and they're like, you need to sell CBD, it's the biggest thing. But I said, listen, I'm not selling anything that I don't know enough about, and I don't want to take any chances of interacting contraindications with medications. When it did come available in the spray, I totally trust the chemist that puts these together for me as the manufacturer. He has an isolate of CBD, cannabidiol, which means there's absolutely no THC. So nobody's going to get high. It just helps with anxiety. Actually, my son now, I sent him to college with one of them.
Did you?
He just takes a couple sprays. If he takes more than two sprays, he gets a little tired. But it just takes the edge off. And actually, the pharmaceutical industry just approved some of the cannabidiol for a pharmaceutical drug. Yeah, it really does work.
I'll have to give that to maybe I'll get some for my son just at times when he becomes anxious.
Oh, for sure. I used to recommend calcium, because calcium, we always say calcium calms. If my son would get very anxious when he was a teenager, he would actually say, Mom, do you have any calcium? Because he knew he couldn't keep his head together for his homework, and he didn't even have a lot to do, but it was that anxiety that would kick in.
Yeah.
What do I do next? Because you have one too.
Yeah. I'm taking notes here. I'm going to have to re-listen to this whole broadcast myself.
Just email me.
This is really interesting. Wow. I'm so impressed with what you've done. I know in the pet industry where I have worked all these years, the CBD products are becoming into that industry. And of course, there was a concern voiced last year by people who were selling these products, where they were wondering what's the government going to say about these products going into the pet industry.
Well, they are supposedly coming down on people who are selling all of these products.
Yeah.
And I do believe, even though I sell supplements, I do believe in maybe a little bit more regulation than we have now.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of supplements out there that really shouldn't be on the market for people to just grab off the shelf.
Well, I would agree with you. People are, the marketing messages that are out there are so compelling.
Yes.
People don't really know what they're buying and what it will do to them.
Right, right.
So,
but again, that's a whole other conversation.
Yeah,
so do you want to talk a little bit about some of the tips that might be teachable moments for?
I would love to. We're going to go to a news break, and then we're going to come right back.
Wonderful.
USA Radio News.
GM will close several plants in the United States and Canada while slashing 15% of its salaried workforce. The company will offer fewer cars for sale while boosting production of trucks, SUVs, and crossover vehicles. Chief White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow on the layoffs.
Holiday season layoffs from GM. Brutal, brutal. All right. Very disappointing. Will it affect the overall economy? I don't think so.
Police in California are giving an update on the Southern California mass shooting at a bar in Thousand Oaks. Ventura County Sheriff Billy Ube says a gunman was armed with a .45 caliber semi-automatic pistol when he entered the Borderline Bar and Grill.
The suspect fired a total of more than 50 rounds. He has 7 high-capacity 30-round magazines. Those high-capacity magazines are illegal to purchase or possess within the state of California, although they can easily be purchased in neighboring states.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
The wait is finally over. Dell's biggest Cyber Week ever is on. Save big on Cyber Week deals, plus get free shipping on everything. With massive deals on Dell computers with 8th Gen Intel Core processors, the hottest gaming gear, and top brand electronics like Google Smart Home, it's a sale you won't want to miss. Just call 800-BUY-DELL or visit dell.com/cyberweek. Call 800-BUY-DELL for more Cyber Week deals.
You're listening to Teachable Moments of Business. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan. Right now, the temperature looks like it's gone down to about 40 degrees. It's November 27th, by the way. Tonight, we're looking at a low of about 32 degrees. And then tomorrow, the weather will be overcast with maybe a high of 43 degrees. Wednesday night, a low of 33. And then what's happening on Thursday? Thursday, I think it will continue to be a mild weather. And I've lost my connection to Thursday, so we're not going to talk about that right now. I'd rather talk to my guest, Janet Ryan, instead. So, Janet, you have you're a concert pianist. Did you owned your own business in music? I guess to be a piano player, piano teacher.
Yes,
and other. But you didn't have the kind of experience in launching a business that you've gained from launching this new business.
Not at all, but I have to say that it was helpful because I worked in a network marketing company, so I learned a lot about the marketing, the community involvement, getting affiliates through that.
Oh.
But I feel that it's completely different when you're on your own because you're totally on your own.
You are, and it's when you're on your own out there, you're like I was too. And there were no women's groups to help me out either.
Right.
I just figured maybe if there had been, I would have progressed faster. Who knows?
Right.
But in the process of launching your business, obviously you were driven by the needs of your family. I think that was part of it, plus the experience you had in the network marketing company. But what are some of the other, I might call them foundations, though, that you were able to explore in order to launch your business?
Well, I have to say that the support groups, that things like the Women's Center for Entrepreneurship and even some of the just general get-togethers of people who have small businesses all brought together some of the things we have to conquer, like marketing, like social media. The problem is when you first get involved in a business on your own, there's so much you don't know where to start. So I highly recommend working with some type of a coach, someone like you, or just someone who can help you say, okay, we have to do this first. You can't do too much without a website. So you need some type of a simple website. You can start with something like Wix if it's something you're going to manage. It's pretty much free. You might pay a couple $100 for the year for hosting. But at least it's manageable. Mm-hmm. And it needs to reflect what your product or your service is. And it's not that hard to do. They give you templates. So you learn as you go to some of these groups what other women or men have done to start, especially when you're on a shoestring budget. If you have a full-time job and you're allocating $20,000, $30,000, then you need some type of business plan where you can spend it properly. But being able to market a bit, go to some of these trade shows, and some are $100, some are $1,000, have some marketing materials, printing. I mean, Vistaprint's great, but it's still going to cost you a couple $100 to put that out there. Having some type of a designer to do things for you, there's some basics, and then there's next step. So figuring that out, I think you really need a coach or a mentor.
I would agree with you. One thing I'm reminded of, J. Carmen Levinson is the father of guerrilla marketing, and he always talks about a 360 approach in business. And he says that one of his famous quotes is, if you think of your business as being in a straight line, it leads right to chapter 7 and 11.
Wow, so, that's interesting.
So if you think in terms of a full circle approach, that can apply to launching a business, it can apply to your marketing program, and it can apply to your selling program as well as your customer relationship management. It's always, everything's connected in that circle. So in the case of launching the business, there's a lot of pieces, it's like a puzzle. There's a bunch of pieces that fit in that along that circle. So it's, of course, the business plan, but knowing who your target audience is, having a product or service that people, you have to make sure it's feasible to even have the business, and it's something that people want. Does it solve problems? There are knowing the industry is critical. It's amazing to me how many people I counsel who have no clue that there are even trade associations for people who are in their particular areas of business. And they're dumbfounded when they find this out. It happens all the time.
Why do you think? Because their passion took over?
Yes, the passion is the driver, but yeah. It's not enough. In fact, now passion is definitely important. In fact, years ago when Donald Trump was running his apprentice program, I heard a quote that he made, which was, if you're not passionate about your business, you might as well fold your tent. I do agree with that. However, passion is the beginning of running that business. You have to have the administrative skills. You have to have knowledge of technology. All those things are are connected in that circle. If you have a message, you have to develop a message that's mm-hmm. going to go in the collateral that you create. Mm-hmm. your brochures, your websites. You need the website. All of those things go together.
Right.
And
they change.
And they can absolutely change because business is changing at such a rapid pace today.
And people's needs change. I mean, we changed ours just recently to experience the future of vitamins. And that brought so many people to our booth at the Pennsylvania Women's Conference. What is it? What is it?
Yeah.
And that was, it took a lot of brainstorming with a lot of people.
Yeah. You know what? What you've done with your product line makes so much sense in that I've always been confused by vitamins and nutrition products, even in the pet industry. I've represented a couple of companies that had nutritional supplements, but I don't take any. Except I take my doctor tells me to take vitamin D mm-hmm. and calcium and so forth. But I always felt uncomfortable because of the way they were presenting that information.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I
commercial?
Yes.
Right.
And I don't
You'd rather hear your doctor say, hey, okay, I approve of this.
Right.
Yeah.
And I don't think I'm alone in that.
Not at all.
But the way you are presenting this information and the fact that you have the resources for people to learn.
Well, and I've worked closely with the doctors and nutritionists, which I think gives me a little bit of an edge. One of the doctors I've worked with, I really loved working with him in Montville because he was very realistic. He said, you know, I really believe in these vitamins. I see that they work. But do you know when I tell my patients that they should buy this, they look at me like I have three heads because they think I just want to make money. So it goes both ways. So they have to be very careful to say, you need to take vitamin D. We highly recommend this. We have it here if you'd like, but you cannot push. And it totally makes sense because how would you feel if your doctor said, oh, I want to sell you all these things?
Exactly.
So that's a very challenging object there.
Now, you in putting together your whole business plan, it obviously includes your marketing outreach. And I mentioned that I'm a certified guerrilla marketing coach, and guerrilla marketers don't believe in spending money until push comes to shove. And so it's important to have that full circle approach that's whereby you're surrounding your target audience with an awareness of you, of your business and your products. And my recommendation is that you explore all of the, you got to have a website. That's a given. But you explore all the different social media outlets. You explore networking opportunities, organizations, trade associations where you can get connected and rub elbows with people. All those things come into play so that you have multiple exposures. From a guerrilla standpoint, it takes 9 exposures to get noticed. So that means, and you can assume that people who you're attempting to encircle may not witness every exposure, maybe every third one. So essentially what we're saying is that you have to to keep doing it 24/7. You can't stop.
Right.
And I do believe that if you build that undercurrent of awareness first, and then you spend money, that money, people will say, aha, I've heard of that.
Right.
But when you're coming right out of the gate and spend money, you're going to have to spend more.
Well, yeah. And a very skilled marketer had taught me that you have to build a brand, and you can't build a brand without either what you're saying or millions of dollars. One of the mentors I worked with said, it takes so much money to build a household name.
That's right.
You are not going to build a household name. But like you said, there's a lot of places to connect with. I decided recently, after working with a pharmacist coach, to work with people who can't swallow pills and people who have digestive issues. Because if they have Crohn's disease or irritable bowel or anything, celiac, and they're not absorbing their nutrients, they absolutely need the sprays. So that's going to be my next chapter.
But this is the question, though. You know who would be who you're best suited to serve. You know who would benefit from what you have to offer. But the question then is, how do you get to those people? How do you identify them?
Well, that's why I'm going to work with you.
There we go. So what you know they're out. You know those people are out there.
Yes.
No question about it. But it's how you get to them. So I believe that marketing, your marketing needs to be focused on people that know people.
Right. It is.
That will get you to that end user.
Right.
So this is where you look at the medical community. There may be other
support groups.
Mm-hmm. There could be. There are people today that have nutrition classes where they connect with other other people that do Reiki and other healthcare techniques.
Which right.
I'm not real good at remembering all those people, but
right.
there are groups that collaborate together, and in those groups there may be a nutritionist or somebody that, or perhaps somebody that's teaches people how to cook and how to prepare food for certain types
right
of
or people who've had bariatric surgery is
okay.
The perfect audience for these. They have, some big pharma has some of these, examples for them to take. That are sublingual or whatever, or chewies, but again, they're not really as good as the sprays.
Yeah.
But they're backed by all that money,
right.
And they're in the doctor's office,
yeah.
So they're there. But we'll get to them.
Yeah. So what I typically recommend to people that are launching a business and they're looking for techniques for reaching the target audience is to identify no more than four vertical categories
mm-hmm.
of organizations or groups of people. Because you can't be all things to all people. You have to decide where you're going to get the, if you will, the greatest bang for your buck, so to speak, in connecting with the right people. And so that's where, in my counseling, I get people to think about what are the target markets that they should be reaching out to, where they need to make connections with people. And, in fact, let's say that name some of the kind of people that you know the people. Who is
nutritionists in general and registered dietitians.
Okay. So let's just say that's two of the four categories.
Right.
You would then have a list of all of the individuals or companies that are engaged in those categories, and then you develop your marketing message to them
mm-hmm.
so that they can help you get to the end user.
Right.
So that's where I recommend and I'm not sure how this whole thinking evolved, but if you have too many target audiences or too many groups of targets,
well, you can't go deep.
You can't exactly.
Right.
And so there are so many marketing tactics you can implement for them. And the good news is that when somebody works within a certain vertical category, let's say they work for a company in a vertical, they'll probably stay in that industry and go on to another company.
Mm.
So you kind of stay with those people who become influencers as they move within that category, if that makes sense.
Yeah, sure it does.
So those are some of the things.
Because you're meeting a need. It's like you're
right.
Seeing what sticks because, like I was going to say about community, when you get involved in community, you see the stickiness of your idea. Now, my idea is not a new one. It's supplements. But other people, entrepreneurs, will come up with an idea. They have to see if it's going to stick.
Exactly. And to make it stick, it's got to be a message that resonates with the listeners.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where a lot of people don't clearly communicate what's in it for somebody to do business with them. And so many brochures and websites are product driven, when in fact you have to be driven by the target audience and what their interests
benefits,
are, what their
true
needs
benefits,
are.
Right?
Exactly,
right.
Because people don't they're not buying the vitamin B or whatever they're getting.
They're buying the energy that B12 produces, so their life changes.
That's exactly
yeah.
Right.
A lot of people have told me that you're still not hitting the benefits. You're saying they're high absorption. What does the absorption do for them? So we're trying to get better at that, and I may be hiring a script writer.
Yeah.
So that
but you're
going
to have to make sure you train the script writer, because I see a lot of scripts, or I hear them, or I read what's been written by in sales letters, and they don't hit the mark.
Mm.
They many companies are more product driven than they are customer driven.
Mm.
But you're writing for the reader, so when they read whatever has been written, or if you're speaking at, let's say, at a networking event, they're listening to you to figure out what's in it for them to do business with you, and to buy your product. So I get on my soapbox right now.
No, thank you. I mean, I think the listeners are probably getting a lot out of this too, because like you said, there's more and more entrepreneurs. We did a study group at Montclair University for the entrepreneurship people, the students who are studying entrepreneurship. There's actually degrees now for entrepreneurship.
Yes.
It's wonderful.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And they're out there. So you're not preaching to the choir. There's a lot more young people, too, not just older people whose kids have gone to college and they have some time. But these younger kids going to college are realizing, I may have to have my own business. Even if I work for a big company for a while, there's a lot of opportunity out there.
That's true. And a lot of them start in high school, sometimes as starting organizations that are nonprofits that support charitable
right where their
endeavors.
Heart takes them yep.
Yeah
yep.
So,
which is great
and that can be the beginning of those young people becoming entrepreneurs for sure, and they're getting great experience right immediately. In fact,
actually we had a friend's son do a Cutco presentation for us last night, and I was like, absolutely,
yeah,
come over, I'll give you a little feedback, and of course we're going to buy a few more knives,
right.
But
well, that's good to encourage that kind of thinking is wonderful.
Yes.
Well, we're going to be coming down to the wire here pretty soon, and I wanted to see, is there any final words that you can share about your business, and also to give us a website, phone numbers, email addresses, ways that people can get in touch with you?
Sure. If you'd like to email me, my email is support@spectraspray.com. And Spectra is SPECTRASpray.com. And that's the website, too. It's spectraspray.com. If you'd like to go on there and read more, there's so much information about each product. We also have some kits there that you can look at. And what I'd really like to say is, know your numbers. Know your vitamin D level. If you're not feeling well, you may want to go to a nutritionist that's going to do a micronutrient test and see really what's going on, because it's never just one thing. It's, it's a plethora of things that all work together, and only a trained nutritionist or registered dietitian can put that together for you. Just because you're deficient in one thing doesn't always mean that that's what you're taking. So I consider myself primarily an educator. I do have a business. I love the spray vitamins, and I love that they deliver. We like to say, these deliver. But you need to know what you need and not just go taking anything and everything because of the false promises mm-hmm. that are put out there.
Exactly. So how does one find a micronutritionist?
Well, you can email me if you'd like, support@spectraspray. It depends on where you live. You can probably go online and search for functional nutrition. Functional nutrition. And if you call, some of the doctors now are getting these functional nutrition degrees along with being an MD. That's really wonderful if you can find that. And there are quite a few in New Jersey now.
Are there really?
Yeah. So you should be able to find one. The only problem is you want to ask, do they partly take insurance? Do they full take insurance? Because it could be very expensive, or it could be where you're just going to... Their fee is going to be covered, but you just have to pay a couple $100 for something like a SpectraCell test or a Genova test that tells you about how your body is using the nutrients.
Okay, I'm making notations.
Okay, well, you could always email me, Vicki. You don't have to take everything down.
But we both are taking notes here today.
And I wanted to say, I think the most important thing, yes, we want to be physically able as we age, but mentally able for me is a passion, because my mother had Alzheimer's at my age, at 60, 59.
Wow.
She passed away at 69. And that was over 20 years ago. So that's really been even more of the driving force for me. You always try to take care of yourself first and your children.
Sure.
But that's been the driving force for the last 20 years. And that's really what started my passion for educating myself, vitamin D, antioxidants, B12, all of the nutrients that help support your brain is really, really important to me. And I think it should be important to everyone.
That's what Simon Sinek wrote a book, and What's Your Why?
Yeah.
This is your why.
Yeah.
And that along with asking people what's in it for them to do. I say to people, what's in it for somebody to do business with you? And it's amazing how many people can't think why somebody should do business with
you. Well, mine is to change lives. If you don't want to help change lives, I don't want you to be a distributor or an affiliate.
Yeah.
And like you said, the people who are doing Reiki and acupuncture and yoga, they are truly changing lives. They're learning everything they can about, you know, the skills they need to help people connect with their best self. And my goal now is to try to connect with more of them so that they can actually be either a distributor or just share some of the sprays.
Right. So people can go on your website to see the products, and they can purchase them from you, or do they go?
No, they just purchase them on the website. I'll actually give you a code for their first purchase. They can save 20%.
Oh, okay.
It's a nice amount. They're under $20 each.
Mm-hmm.
The code is SAVE20.
Okay.
T-O, you know, 2-0.
Yeah.
Not spelled out. SAVE20.
Okay.
You'll save 20% on your first purchase. And the kits are even more economical because you have two or three together, and there's already a discount there.
There is. Okay. Well, that sounds...
I'm
so impressed. I'm so glad you came here.
Oh, thank you. And the CBD oil is not on there yet. We just got it in this week. We haven't really labeled it yet.
Yeah, okay.
But if you want CBD oil, just email me.
Okay. I want to thank you for being here. And Jan, it's been fascinating, and I hope that our listeners will take the time to share the fact that there's important information that everybody should listen to on our program, Teachable Moments in Business, at the Hunterdon Chamber website. There's a link there on the archives, and you can listen to this program, and please pass it along. And that reminds me to tell you all that I'm always looking for people to be interviewed on this program. There's so much information that can be shared that's valuable, and that's what business is all about today, is helping other people. So in the event that you have a topic that you would like to have discussed on this program, or if you know someone, or if you would like to be interviewed, you can contact me. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan. The name of my business is Rushmore Mentoring Group, and the phone number is 908-832-9544. And I'll repeat it. It's 908-832-9544. And if you are interested in taking classes in marketing and selling and networking skills, I do teach those courses on behalf of the Small Business Development Center at Raritan Valley Community College. The phone number at the college is 908-526-1200, extension 8516. And those programs, those classes are held every in the fall semester and the spring semester, and there's still some classes left this semester, and then we start up again toward the, I think it's the middle of January. So remember that we're all lifelong learners. Business is changing at a rapid pace, and you gotta keep up. Otherwise, your competition will get the better of you, that's for sure. So thank you for listening to this program. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, and this was Teachable Moments in Business. Have a great afternoon. Bye-bye now.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families.
You do a great job. You're
inside our circle of care,
so you do this
we offer coordinated
week.
Care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
USA Radio News.
The White House was asked about the use of tear gas against migrants trying to enter the United States illegally from Mexico. Press Secretary Sarah Sanders insists that law enforcement officials have used appropriate non-lethal force when necessary, and the White House regrets the fact that some children may have been affected by the tear gas.
The White House would never want children to be in harm's way in any capacity whatsoever. However, that is why we are continuing to encourage people to follow the law and go to ports of entry.
Navy officials are slowly rolling out an all-clear after reports of an active shooter at Walter Reed Medical Center in Bethesda, Maryland. Tweets and reports came in that there was a possible shooter, but Navy support staff says there was no signs of an active shooter, and at this time they're clearing the facility building by building. Parts of the Northeast could see up to a foot of snow. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
The rubber meets the road with the latest rankings of the world's best vehicles. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes takes us on a ride. I'm in love with my
car. The Best Vehicle Brand Awards are handed out by U.S. News and World Report, and it finds in this time around that Mazda is the overall best car brand. The Best SUV Brand Award goes to Honda. When it comes to trucks, the Ford brand was named the best, and Porsche wins Best Luxury Brand. The executive editor of the U.S. News Best Cars, Jamie Page Deaton, says most car shoppers start their process by choosing the brand they want to buy. And he says the Best Vehicle Brand Awards give consumers a thoroughly vetted starting point so they can shop with confidence. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The House Judiciary Committee, led by Republicans, issued a subpoena for James Comey on Thursday. Now, Comey has came out and said that he would only be testifying if it were an open session in public and not behind closed doors because he's not a fan of things leaking out. Open session or in private, Congressman Jim Jordan joins Fox News and says doesn't matter to him.
Yeah, I'm fine with either one, whether he wants to be in a closed door session or an open session. But I got to be honest, Brian, I think a lot more important than having James Comey come testify for the 15th time is to have Rod Rosenstein come testify for the first time since we first learned in the New York Times reporting that he was talking about wearing a wire to record the president of the United States. I mean, it's been 9.5 weeks. Since we first learned that right. He was talking about two subordinates about wearing a wire to record the president and invoking the 25th Amendment, and we've yet to talk to him.
Yeah.
So I'm much more focused on that than I am whether Jim Comey comes again for who knows how many times he's been in front of Congress already.
Jordan also discusses the border and what needs to be done in the Senate.
We got to insist on it. We got to push for it. That's why they left the Department of Homeland Security bill. That's why it's the one bill we haven't funded right yet, the one agency we haven't funded. Let's put it on that bill. This is exactly what we're supposed to do. This is exactly what we told the American people we were going to do. Let's stand firm. Let's make the argument. The things that have happened in the last few weeks with this caravan, everyone understands this needs to get done. So let's get it done.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.